Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Cattle futures closed higher in live cattle and feeder cattle today. The March feeders were up 57 at 130.12. We got within 30 cents of their contract high of 130.95. So quite a strong market there for feeder cattle. Live cattle were anywhere from 20 to 65 cents higher. And if we look at the chart here, it's been in a pretty good bull trend going all the way back to the middle of October. If you go back that far, we're about $21 or $22 off of the low. And we've been above the 50-day moving average since the middle part of November. So overall, there's some really good strength. Last time we were this high was back at the end of August. And in August, we went to just over 135. So a little bit more to go until we reach the highs from this summer. So some people there are pretty bulled up there on the feeder cattle. Live cattle were 20 to 75 higher. February fats were higher today, made new highs for this move. We had some cash trade of 122 to 123 here trade this week, so that was considered pretty positive there, $3 or $4 higher than where we were last week at this time. So overall, the market seems to be pretty stout going into the end of the week tomorrow.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today were mixed here. We had corn, the strong one. Corn was up a penny, while soybeans were down 5 to 6 cents. Kansas City wheat was the weakest thing on the board. Kansas City July down 10 and a quarter at 465 and a quarter. So overall, kind of a mix there of a little bit higher corn and lower beans. There was a USDA announcement of 110,000 metric tons of corn sold to an unknown destination. Perhaps that was the reason for the strength earlier today. And then here, Reuters came out with their farm futures survey here. They surveyed 1,060 producers, and they estimate that soybean plantings will be as high as 90.5 million acres. That's 8.5% larger than last year. Corn was down 90 to 90.5. That was 3.7% lower. The biggest drop, though, was hard red winter wheat down to 23.3 million, 12.4% less than where we were last year. So quite a bit of changes here. Cotton was 11.45 million acres, 13.8% higher than last year. So cotton and hard red winter wheat are both big movers. Wheat less acres, cotton more acres, which could be important to our farm economy here in the Southern Plains.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.